This is rewrite number 36, being recorded on July 20th, copyright 2011, New Grandview Incorporated, all rights reserved, and we're starting at 1:41 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Howdy.
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 Hello.
All right, y'all ready to get started?
Yes, yes. Ion, we have a new person here, Sheldon Olson.
We know Sheldon. He's not new. We've been waiting on him a long time. That's another conversation. Let's go right on and catch up and see if we can't get something done. Y'all been on a seat of real busy lately. Euphrates and Tigris.
Hey, Ion, we got to have Sheldon ask his questions. He doesn't know anything about anything.
Well, he's got to catch up, will he?
No. We deal with Sheldon first. When you first come, you get the microphone.
Deb, we thought you were going to get Bob a mute button.
No, didn't work.
Okay, well, keep at it.
Okay, Sheldon, what do you want to know?
How long, or I'm trying to say, is there a length of time that we should, when like talking to our angels, that we should be doing it?
Every time you want to, and there is no time. So if you're getting into something and you can't know or don't know or can't figure out how to know or don't know when you're going to know or if you're going to know or how long till you know and all those other degrees of separation, here's what you do. You just throw your head back, speak angel, and allow that knowing to catch up to you. And one or two things will take place instantly. Either you'll go, I don't care to know, or the knowing will sometimes surreptitiously find its way to you.
Okay. Do we thank him when we're done?
They don't require. Do you thank your butler when they clean your toilet?
I probably would. I had one.
Well, if you feel inclined, go ahead. But you pay them, so that's fine.
Okay, and right now I just need to kind of see how this thing goes because it's my first time.
Well, we don't know about that.
Yeah, none of us know how it goes, Sheldon. You just start making up sentences and speak. The key is to speak and to understand what the angel diagram has been about since you haven't heard the 30,000 hours done on it. We'll try to make you acquainted with
it. That may be a benefit. He may already know how to talk right, Bob.
No
hey,
comment.
Hey, Sheldon, did you get your invite?
Oh, I did get it. Yes, I'm on the site.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I was just kind of glancing over the chart stuff, which I had no idea of before, but that kind of tells that. Does that kind of tell you how to talk to angels, or what?
Or what? Uh-huh.
Sheldon, didn't you go through the supplement? Did you go through supplement A? Okay, supplement A will answer that question.
Okay, I guess I'm going to have to re-listen to that, or reread that, whatever that one was.
It doesn't matter. Make up a question.
Yeah, like, is there anything that looks strange in the diagram? Peculiar? Worth
looking at? The whole thing is because I, there's so much stuff in it, I don't know what it all is yet.
Right, so you pick it piece by piece, and nobody has come to any that's why I can say, if you haven't been here, you're as far along as the rest of us who've been here for 1,000 hours. So you can always just begin. You're always stuck in the middle and always working your way through the middle. So you don't need to know anything to ask some questions. You don't sit back and listen. No point in listening.
Right, Bart.
Now, come on, I'm making an effort here.
OK, Okay, Sheldon, make up some stuff.
Ask the question. Ask Bob, is there significance to his continual washing of his hands?
Yeah, this is the
secret to life.
The significance is it's very dusty in this home, and I'm always picking up things and then touching other things, then going to the bathroom and or kitchen and eating, and then I wash my hands so I don't get the dirt on the thing, and it's constant recycling of perfect combustibles.
As guests to his home have to be washed thoroughly before they're allowed.
When you come in this home, you got to wash your hands immediately. Of course, nobody gets in the home, so that doesn't happen very much.
Well, one quick question I'll ask is the square that looks like a triangle in the middle that, and inside another one.
The Asher, yes.
Is there a significance you can tell me about that?
It separates the physical or the emotional or the spiritual or everything else other than the chemical.
It separates all that. The Escher seventh ring separates those factors, is what you're saying?
Yes, Bob.
Well, we never heard that sentence before.
We certainly did. Certainly.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard no one ask about it. Nobody's restated it.
Can't know nothing. Can't get nowhere.
You can know something by not knowing and just speaking. That's how you know, because what you know is the response that's given. That's how you know. Okay, I'm not responsible for whether you guys are getting your money's worth or not. Forget it. You're up on your own.
Archangel, what does Gabriel do versus Lucifer versus Michael? I know Gabriel you go to for, like, announcements and communication. Michael is, like, the field commander.
Whoa. Hold the girdle, Myrtle. Just a second. You don't go picking archangels to help you figure out how to lace and tie your shoes. It's not like a maid service where you call up and say, I need somebody to come do my windows, or I need something announced, so this will go to the inbox of Gabriel, or I'm sick and tired of this one and I want them rubbed off the face of the earth, so I'll call Lucifer. Actually, he wouldn't do it. He would probably go the other way, but certainly others could. But it's not even about that, darling. It's simpler than that. You don't go have to figure out the entire hierarchy of heaven to figure out how to get them to come and clean up something, tend to something, do something, straighten something out for you. You just talk to the angels in tandem, and they'll work out the details.
So you don't have
to
address a particular angel and then have them assign
you? Hell no, you get it crossed up.
I thought you said that.
Well, you can't. You were at the question. The context of the question was about the role of the angels and how the hierarchy of heaven is divided. But we're asking, if I want an announcement, then I got to figure out which angel is which and who's on first and what's on second. Well, it's ridiculous. You might as well blow your brains out. Time you figure that out, you won't require their help.
Okay, so you would just start speaking angel. You don't have to call upon
it
to begin with.
No. Not required at all.
Well, does it, if you do call on specific ones, does it accelerate or does it?
Nope, it limits it to their job. You got to pick the right angel and you got to give the right instruction or no effect will it incur.
Wait, so you don't want to do that. Instead, you just speak angel with an intention of what you want.
And let them work it out. That's right.
Okay, so, wow. Okay, well, I'm glad we got that straightened out.
Mm-hmm. But
well,
now there is a hierarchy. There is a pecking order. There are details. But they're not paramount to you having interaction or engagement with any of them or all of them.
So you didn't say that you need to know the angel for a particular job.
We say you won't, and if you figure out, if you have to go through to figure out that all that out, you'll never use the angels because you'll never figure out the entire hierarchy of heaven.
So what we learned from Ion in chapter 23 is, if someone told you how to talk to the angels, forget it. You need to know nothing, and when you speak the angels, make sure it has no semantic meaning, just do mumbling. What we learned from Ion in every field is that you don't need to know anything about it. And that's a shock for people because they want to spend time learning and develop themselves to make themselves worthy of receiving the information.
When they find out something, then it's obsolete, and then they find out that they didn't know nothing.
Right. So what we learned in chapter 23 is you don't have to do fuck all to evoke the angels. You just have to believe they're there and speak.
You don't even believe they're there. Because that's just a thought you've been thinking a long time. They are whether you believe it or not.
So did you get
the
that?
The only rule Ion has ever given us is do not evoke the angels when you're angry.
That's no, no. The only rule he's given us, there are no rules, which means no semantic meanings, no hierarchy, no nothing about anything. Jump into the abyss.
And now,
okay.
Greg, what
Ion
you're saying, Greg, what you're saying is, what you're saying is, that wasn't a rule, that was a suggestion. We said it will not serve you to engage the angels when you are angry. But we did say, right, I said, go ahead, try it, you'll find out, don't believe us, it's all right. But we just, that was almost like a platitudinal warning, Dango, not a rule. If you don't believe us, you try it out, you'll find out.
There's nothing to hear from Ion, from an outer source, but you have to ascend to the extreme max to accept that. That's what call it means taking your power. That there's nobody else there, and you can make up any reality you want. Most people can't live that way.
That's some good talking.
Thank you. From an expert.
Ion, you said earlier that's, you know, just open up your mouth, speak to the angels, and that will engage you. Is there a deeper level than just engaging that you're...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, okay. You got to picture it. Picture it. Sicily, 1918. Oh, no, sorry. That's Golden Girls, different show. Let's go back. It's a simpler process. If you would look at this from a process of you are the queen, all right, you showed up to your coronation. They put a crown on your head. Then you have all these people that bow to you, okay? Then you come into a position now. Now you come into a position where you give the directions. You don't have to know everyone in your court for them to oblige your direction, okay? Mm-hmm. But if there's a specific chambermaid that you like washing your panties other than another one, you certainly may. But if you don't, but that doesn't mean you have to learn everybody in the kingdom's name to be able to just discern between one other than another. So in speaking to the angels, what happens is you get put in a position that you are allowed to start engaging in your individual place of power. Now, granted, there may be resourceful aptitude that is increased as you do this for a little while. You may find a favored angel that helps with some aspect that you're working with, especially if it reoccurs. You'll have a relationship, okay? You'll build a relationship where it'll be known, it'll be normal, it'll be given. But don't not engage trying to figure out the who's who in angeldom.
Right.
That was the main focus. And then after that, then yes, it will fill and build. It will fill and build to a larger capacitation. But don't get lost in the avenues trying to get to the center of town square.
So you're just saying be with it, see what happens, enjoy it, note your experiences, and then
lather, rinse, repeat.
Yeah. And then get more specific when you're very familiar with how to speak to them or speaking and seeing what works and Because there is a lot of rewording in the beginning.
Yes, well, that's just the taste.
Mm-hmm.
That's the taste.
And then, so if you don't know which angel to call, you just call all of them.
We just speak. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, we got to unlock it. Just a minute. Okay.
Okay,
go
you
ahead,
said
darling.
You just speak, but then a couple of weeks ago, or whenever it was, wherever I heard it, it was, you, I think I was re-listening to chapter 23. You made a reference to, you know, you were talking about the three, Michael, Lucifer, and Gabriel, and then there was a comment that said, you know, just giving examples of, you know, which one you would speak to for what purpose, and you said, you know, for example, you wouldn't want Gabriel, you know, you might want to go to someone else directly. You didn't say exactly these words. The main message was you don't want a secondhand message. You were giving that reference to Gabriel as an example. So
right. And if you know, that's exactly correct. But that's not what you're saying. What you're saying is if you don't know which one to call, and we said don't, just speak angel, they'll work out that. But
okay.
If you know, then absolutely, mm-hmm. That's appropriate. That's what we just said earlier, just a bit ago. Once you get comfortable, once you get your feet wet, once you know what a hot tub feels like, then you can be comfortable and get in the tub all by yourself.
But how would we know which one to call then? You say if we know.
If you don't, just speak to the angels. They'll work it out.
Guys, just speak to the angels. Ian has said this 6 times. Don't ask for specifics until you get past kindergarten. Just in kindergarten, you just talk. After that,
so would you read one of the airs in angel speak and just create the intention?
You could. That's okay. You could start in the middle and go up or down. That's not required, but it's a way to engage if you have any hesitance or resonance. Or
what Ion is saying is, it's individual.
Of course.
And so, for me,
well,
I just start speaking babble.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, well, that same application of Babel built a tower.
Yes.
Okay. So the point is if you want to have, those are provided for your pleasure and comfort. Because, Sue, sometimes you have a way to apply it. It gives you something to play with. But you'll develop your own language, your own angel language, obviously. And we can prove that. We could have every one of you read one of the exact same air. And in each of your versions of that reading would be very different, saying the same, quote, words, as it were. You see? So that's a different kind of whole different kind of conversation right there, reading the same words. It would be individual. The point of this is you have an individual kingdom that you individually are going to run, that you individually are going to sit on the throne of, that you individually are going to apply to the individual creations that you include in your kingdom. And it has nothing to do with anything else, and every angel on the end that's ever been is that available to yield to your will.
Okay, so I want to ask angels to bring me the perfect new roommate to rent my space downstairs.
Right.
So
You tell the angels.
I would tell the angels exactly what I was looking for, or do they already know what would be the best match for me?
Okay.
And
I just go
right into angel speak.
Okay, here we go. You're sitting around and you're kind of going, well, I'm ready to find the perfect roommate. Well, roommate isn't very fair because you're very rarely there.
Right.
It may be like an absentee house sitter might be a better way to say it. But anyway, you have that thought and you have that desire and you have that notion that you are considering. Okay.
Right.
You have that thought. You might even say it out loud. It'd be great fun when the perfect mate shows up here, and then you throw that head back and open that mouth and just speak angel right then.
Okay.
And then what happens is all you're doing is you're giving orders to the angels to tend to that bit of business.
Right.
And then
and
you,
so
if you're
going
to have the angels, if you're going to have the angels do it, then you lay it down. If you're going to boss the angels to do it, don't go pick it back up and take it away from them.
So it means
stop.
That I don't have to put an advertisement out there. I don't have to.
Absolutely
just send
not.
Me the person.
No. Absolutely. Mm. That's exactly correct. Now, if you get the notion and that's the fastest path to your joy, there
right.
certainly is no problem. You could even have the angels help craft the perfect ad that would attract the perfect mate.
Right.
See, there's no limitation. Just don't take the action unless and until it is indeed the fastest path to your joy.
Right, I haven't been, yeah.
Right, and they'll and the angels in tandem, singularly and corporally, will assist you.
Ah, how wonderful.
It sure takes the heatness out of the fire, because then you don't even have to know what you know.
Ah.
And you can't mess it up. You can't regret what you bossed the angels to do, because you don't necessarily know what you asked the angels to do.
Right.
You might very well be saying to the angels, oh, angels, angels, unaware, keep me in my underwear, keep everyone away from me, keep them out of my house as far as I can see, let the money flow to me so I can peacefully by myself be.
Wow.
And then there's an outcome.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think that I've seen effects like that in my life where problems have just sort of, or potential problems, or not problems even, but just potential contrast has just disappeared or evaporated or vanished.
Right before your very lying eyes.
Right.
And you can make people disappear out of your world?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Every nasty thing that's ever been accomplished in the scriptures wasn't done by God. It was done by a big old angel.
Okay.
Like there are no limits, just like Ian said.
Well, the only limits are your limits.
Well, I've started to realize that in my own life, that I have a belief system that I don't have enough and that I have to struggle and that I have to...
Right, and so,
you know,
and so.
Today I was thinking, this is a stupid, foolish belief. Why is that? I'm so rich here.
Exactly.
I feel abundant with all of this information and checking, you know, you people that I'm hanging around with, the information.
Oh, spit fire. You also got monies, so...
Yeah. And I'm just going to, it's going to roll in. It is rolling in.
Well,
so,
yeah. Well, yeah. And we'd say it already has. You couldn't do what you do already.
Right.
Oh, I think I'll go to Zurich shopping today.
I know.
Oh, I think this will be nice. Madrid is nice this time of year.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, come on.
I know.
You're talking about divisors of abundance.
Mm.
And that calculation is just that. That's a perspective. And yes, that about you is what's changing. And that's delicious. That's fine. But it makes no difference. You can take a vow of poverty and burn your house down and go live in a car or a bridge or under a bridge or a viaduct or something. Wouldn't make any difference to us. But it might not be the fastest path to your joy. But many do, and they still do fine.
True. Not my idea of a good time.
Well, precisely. But that doesn't mean it's not a good time. That's not your idea of a good time. See?
Yeah.
So there you go.
So perspectives start to change. So even though I've had this old perspective about not having enough, needing to have roommates in the house in order to pay the mortgage, all that kind of thing.
Well, no, it's about It isn't about that. You've never made got rich off of that yet.
True.
What happens is you feel comfortable coming home to a house that's got somebody in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the RNA drops are shifting me now. So
Yeah. Well,
if I talk to the angels with an old belief system...
Makes no difference.
It makes no difference.
It makes no difference because you don't know what you're telling the angels to do.
Oh, so I can just change it. I just change it. I open up to expansion and change and...
No, darling, you're telling them what to do and you don't get it. It's the perfect communication. You cannot physically get in the way of you when you're speaking angel to the angels regarding angelic efforts. It takes you out of the mix. That's why it's so effective.
You can't get it wrong.
Yeah, like that.
Okay, Jill. Mute, Jill, or whoever it is.
Put their phone on mute.
Oh, sorry.
Put their phone on mute.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Fuck.
Would you like to?
Hey, Greg, are you on the patch?
And oh, does the testosterone roll.
JW can say fuck 17 times in 3 minutes. I can say it twice.
What fun.
Thanks,
or as we say it, we're not as good as we once were, but we're as good once as we ever were. Good. Next. Boy, did y'all run Bart off?
I'm here. I guess. All right, let's talk about Euphrates, if that's all right.
Tigris, Euphrates, the rivers, where the rivers merge. Now, there's a question. Go ahead.
In the rewrite, there were four rivers converging at one point.
There still are. Two of them are just under the sand now.
Two of them are under the sand now.
Yeah, they got satellite imagery that can show you how they flow. Those beds are still there, and water's still flowing in them.
And the center point where those four rivers intersect is, what would you call that?
The Garden of Eden.
The Garden of Eden. And the Garden of Eden exists at that center point right now.
No, it will when you get there.
It will, okay.
Yeah, see, that's what's coming. Remember, it's in reverse order.
Right, yep. I just wasn't sure if it was something that is already here and is just waiting for...
Well, tachyonically speaking, yes.
Okay.
And you can go there, because there is no time. But if you're a little man and you're trying to figure it out, then you got to wait till it is.
All
right. But if it ain't, and you don't, then you shouldn't. If it ain't, and you don't, then you shouldn't.
If it ain't there and you don't...
Is that like remote viewing, where you can access anything?
No. No, that's where you can see somebody else's PIN code when you want their ATM number. That's remote viewing.
The idea is not to be remote or to imagine remoteness, but proximity.
Well, if you can do that, then it won't be remote. It'll be live.
Right, yep.
You see. And the technology, now here again, y'all going to wait on the chip body. We're telling y'all we're freed up in this chip body now. We in this chip body. Now they got technology where somebody can, with your permission or not, can go into your computer and move the little mouse around and click on shit and straighten out things and open up stuff and defragment for you. That's the new rage.
So it's best to always have your computer off then when you're not using it?
Say it again, baby.
It's best to have your computer off when you're not using
it? Oh, Lord, no, honey. Put it, post it. Make post your password on Facebook. Give everybody access to it. It don't make any difference. There's no privacy. There's no privacy. Don't fret with that. Let's show them all.
Hey, Ion, can you play the chip body on a computer when the computer's power is unplugged?
Yes, certainly can. It doesn't take electricity to perform code.
So with the realigning of the grid that you spoke about like 2 years ago, that happened in June or July, explain the effect.
It is number one. It's number one. Come on, number one. Bring it home. Good.
Okay. Explain the effect that realignment of the grid would have on magnetic data storage.
That it will obsolesce it. The magnetism of that definitive type of maybe random, maybe not, of hard drive memory will be dispelled.
So the current magnetic storage is it going to start to break down and become lose
gone.
Integrity?
It's the same reason you don't use floppy disk.
Right.
Now. So you went to a hard disk or a CD or something like that. Remember those old crazy zip drives? How ridiculous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People was running around buying external zip drives and decompressing things and stuff. It's ridiculous. And so even that will be obsolete. It will be a carbon-based memory system. But then that's not too foreign to you all. You've had a little exposure with that, haven't you?
The carbon-based?
Yeah.
How does that relate to the silicon dioxide-based foundational stones?
Those carbon pieces of carbon, sometimes known as diamonds, that you're going to store memory on will not be evaporated by the new environment. Atmosphere.
And that's an EM. So an EMP won't affect their
correct.
Memory, is that I'm hearing.
That, okay. That's exactly correct. Good.
Okay, but was the realigning of the grid 2 years ago, was that an EMP?
It was just making room for us.
Okay.
You'll see.
And with this, with the realigning of the grid, would that also render all the non-quantum computers obsolete?
Absolutely. It most absolutely would.
Tell us where to look in the Bible that would have some kind of a background regarding the storage of records that would be more along the lines of what we're going into with the carbon-based storage.
Ezekiel 1:22.
The terrible crystal.
Uh-huh.
The terrible crystal at diamond?
No. Little man will see it like the color of a terrible crystal.
Okay.
See, you got to remember now, they're talking to the little man. The scriptures are trying to tell the little man something.
Okay.
What will the rest of us see it like, Ian?
Bliss. Pleasure.
And our bliss will be seen as abhorrent to the little man.
Oh, it'll be those cheeky rich bastards. They own everything. That Dobbs bastard gets on the radio saying he owns everything. He controls everything. It's his new civilization. He got rid of Sally Mae. He obsolesced. Everybody in the world is running around to the Walmart selling them their gold so it can be piled up for Bob. Who the hell does he think he is? That Bob. I've heard just enough out of him. Meanwhile, Bob's busy having fun.
Well, Ion, you know, one of the unique things that have happened in our environment is we've, of course, had a nuclear meltdown for the first time in our recorded history.
Dude.
And is Fukushima somewhere in, thank you, in Revelations during the novelty of it?
Sure.
Is it a description of that in Revelations?
Well, yeah, we did that after the thunders of what the new environment was going to become. That's everywhere. That's Ezekiel. That's Revelation. That's
General
John. That's
for the new environment.
GE, as Jenny would say, that's most of GE Philco.
GE Philco, right. And how far below sea is that nuclear core right now? Last checkup.
Not that it matters. Not that it matters. It doesn't matter, but we'll answer the question. It's fine. Hovering about the 1920 mile range.
1920 mile range?
Yeah. 19 okay. to 20 mile range.
So it past the tectonic plates.
Oh, hell yeah. That's why your world is twirling.
Gotcha. And how many miles down does it hit magma? I mean, where? I don't know.
It already has.
Okay. So we're now got radioactive magma. Awesome.
Yeah, it's what's causing the heat bubble over your midsection now. It's the taking the caldera and it's turning it up.
Awesome. Okay, thank you.
Is that Yellowstone you're talking about?
What, darling?
What's that?
Yes, Yellowstone. Jellystone. Jellystone National Park with Yogi and Boo Boo.
What did you read about Jellystone?
The caldera.
Well, he said the caldera. It's Yellowstone.
Oh, okay. I don't know that reference.
And the whole
Yellowstone National Park entire thing is the caldera of a volcano.
And, of course, every member of Rewrite, maybe except Sheldon, hasn't had enough initiation, is saying, not in my universe.
Well, no, that's fine. The world can fall. It can blow.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to
None
blow.
Of this is significant
no,
to us.
It's our new hot tub. It's our new hot
it's your
tub.
New, it's
meet.
The painted pots. That's right. It's that magic clay that Dr. Dean loves so good. You can just go there. You won't have to get a bathtub full of that shit. You can just go dip yourself in anywhere you want to.
That's right.
And it's very interesting because you've got new sources of H-197. Ain't nobody talking about the flooded nuclear power plant in Nebraska no more. Ain't nobody talking about Palo Alto and burning up that plutonium no more. They just sort of quit talking about
plutonium?
It, didn't they?
Oh, that's just a little soil plutonium getting vaporized, dying. That's not such a big deal.
But you wish it were. Sure help things.
What is happening in Palo Alto? That's near me.
It's burning.
It's burning?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, turn the light.
That's not near you, Barbara. That's not near you.
He glows. You got it.
Okay, it's in the world.
Yeah, not. It's nowhere near you. You're not there. You're not in Palo Alto.
You mean Palo Alto, California?
Yeah.
Alamo.
Nowhere near. It's nowhere near you
I'm
either,
like an
Jill.
Hour away.
Jill and Barbara tend to be California panic heads.
No, I didn't know anything was going on in Palo Alto.
Well, that's good. And it's nothing is going on in Palo Alto, is Ion's message in relation to you.
Okay, I thought maybe he meant Los Alamos. I thought maybe he meant Los Alamos.
Oh, yeah, he means that. He means that.
Vibrational proximity, not geography.
Okay.
And when your pee glows in the eyes, everything's perfect.
And you know, you get...
Okay, so if Yellowstone goes, it doesn't matter to the people that are sending because it won't affect us, for
right.
example?
It'll just be firecrackers on the 4th of July.
Because we'll be in a different vibration, and so it'll be like watching a movie?
You already are in a different vibration.
It already is like you're watching a movie.
Okay. Okay.
We're already
this is
there.
With all, anything bad that could happen. Or what we would think would be bad.
Bad? There is no bad. It's all good.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's all good.
I know.
Well, see, if all things work together for good, then that includes all things. So then there is no bad thing. It's only good things. Or not bad things. So that softens it. But the point of this knowing is not so you can figure out the day before it's over and blow your brains out so you don't have to suffer. The point is to be able to sweep up all this mess when everybody finally gets out of the way and start enjoying paradise right here, right now. See, it takes the woo out of woo-woo.
So this means that
as he nervously washes his hands from the stain of blood that just will not go away.
I'm cleaning up the blood mess that you left here last night.
You
fucking murdered three people. I have murdered three people while I was watching True Blood.
Okay. So when all this happens, the new earth certainly take place as well, new heaven. New
it
earth.
Already is. The new
yeah,
earth
tachyonically,
already is.
Remember, Barbara, tachyonically, it's already happened.
Not even tachyonically. You can do this on your chip body right now. You can take a picture of Google, the earth, now. Then you can go back and look at pictures of the earth when it was another spance. And you'll already see that it's very, 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 very different.
Okay. So I don't have to move there. I don't have to, like, go to...
Barbara, the day after that Fukushima thing, I have this thing about, you know, being on a certain parallel. So I had all these notes in my notes about where things were and where parallel and people's houses and stuff. And when I went back after Fukushima, people's homes, everything was different. On Google Maps, everything had already shifted. It already,
as a matter of fact, time went backwards for a moment.
Yeah, I mean the whole thing shifted. So it was ion.
The whole world quit turning; it went the other direction for a moment.
So it's already happening. It just continues to happen.
Okay, so we have like a CME event. Or whatever, if it wipes out all the communications and electricity and everything, we'll be able to carry on because we'll be able to use telepathy. Or it's still not going to affect anyway. We'll still be. It'll all be good still.
Whoa.
Or will we still have communications and other people won't? I don't get it.
Yes, you certainly will. But see, most of them that won't, they're gonna exit stage right. Remember Snaggletooth, Snagglepuss, the lion who was always exiting stage right, which was actually left.
Okay.
See, they'll go. They're gonna choose to go. You talk about Exodus. You ain't seen the Exodus yet. That's the Exodus. And then what'll happen is, then, very easily, you'll want electricity. Well, you'll have access to Coldplay. Then you're going to get thirsty, and you're going to want some living water. You'll have some. You're going to want some bread of life. You'll also have some. Your kingdom will still turn just like it always has, and you drive and set the way things are. And just like the stars are mitigated by the noonday sun, so will these shifts and changes.
When you talked about the Earth stopping and then reversing or going in a different direction, now, normally, if that was on a movie, everything would just go flying. You know, like when a car stops, everything goes flying forward. How come we didn't feel it?
You did. That was some of the outcome of the winds. You say you don't feel it. Volcanoes are blowing. The Earth is shaking. Rivers running a different way. Everything is subject to question. Are you joking?
I didn't go flying out my door. Do you know what I mean?
The same thing is true. If the world is spinning and turning at a pretty healthy pace for it is, what is it that keeps from slinging you out into space?
All right. So since that doesn't make sense, then neither does the other. I got it.
Exactly. Very good. But you can, if you'll see, notice we didn't say look. If you'll see, there's already outcomes. There's already
Well, yeah, I've
significant
seen it in my,
proofs okay, that are.
Okay.
So. Like the reduction of gravity.
I was just going to ask about that. Like that. The weakening of the electromagnetic field around the planet.
No, no, no. Increasing of the electromagnetic field, decreasing of gravity and gravitational pull. It's already the weakest thing going.
So pretty soon there's not going to be any gravity, right?
Yeah, it's going to be the unlawful degree of magnetism. The unlawful degree of magnetism.
Yeah, it's practically, you practically have zero gravity now.
Because, I mean, it's kind of easy to get used to because we see these astronauts and their space capsules bobbing around. I mean, it's a natural, I mean, we've been conditioned to kind of get an idea. But will we be kind of like bobbing around, or we're going to be really like...
No, you're not. They're not at all like me. Use someone else's name. Tomming around.
catting around. That's what happened.
Yeah, catting.
Catting around, yes. Yeah. So, see, no, you're
Forget it. Okay, you
yeah.
don't have to ask. Going.
Don't give up.
Don't keep going.
No, I know.
Keep going. Just we've answered that. Now go to the next level. If you can get what we just said, it ought to subdue a whole new round of questioning. So you're all right, baby. But don't just stay right
now. You
there.
Use the word subdue there as implying no more questioning, but I think you meant evoked more questioning.
Well, it should, but instead it's like, okay, I'm done. Well,
that's subduing.
Change.
Oh, okay, so I should be asking more. Okay, so I just figure our being process will be such that this idea that we have now of what it's going to be like bobbing around or casting around, when you get there or when that happens, you're not even going to be having those kind of images or you won't even be thinking
exactly.
those kinds of thoughts. So that's why I thought...
Exactly.
My answer
good.
Was done, so I wasn't going to ask any more questions. But
that's not done. So that's not done. That's just developed.
Oh, okay.
See, you've just now come to a position to go, aha.
Now I should ask
a question.
But then
go from there.
Well, that's usually when I stop. I go, okay. All right. Well, I don't know. Well, then what's okay? So how will it look? Well, just. Be able to.
Can you describe
around?
The effects of a decreased gravity field?
Huh?
Something like that.
Well, all right, anyway, right now, you can take a 10-cent magnet and overcome gravity right now.
Oh, wow.
You can stick it to something metal, and gravity is all but done.
Okay, so
you can take that between a world, or a shift of a vibration, and a simple gravity. The gravity has no effect on that at all, yet a magnet underneath a table will move a paperclip or a staple all over the place through a piece of glass or through a piece of wood.
Yeah, and the Adjustment Bureau, when it shows the angels moving from room to room, space to space, that's magnetic travel.
That's right. That's right.
Oh,
is it what travel?
Magnetic. Magnetic travel.
They're magnetized
all
over the place.
Moving around like that?
Oh, absolutely, and easier.
Oh, that's why in those silly movies, like, they have ghosts just gliding. It's like their feet aren't moving. They're just moving like they have a magnet under them.
That's an example. That's an example of what you certainly will be able to enjoy.
Okay, but do we need, without any, like, special shoes or anything, this is just
right.
as we are?
Yeah. Right, but you'll really desire a pair. You got a nice, great, big, good pair of peep-toed sling-back do-me-like-a-dog pumps. But they won't be required. They'll just be great fun.
Yeah, and don't get rid of your image of law of attraction. Use the image of the unlawful degree of magnetism to describe that experience.
You mentioned that, yeah.
For in the Revelations, we've talked about the whole armor God, and you get new shoes, but it's from the inside out. That's what the RNA is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So your body is changing to accommodate all these different, you know, shifts and flexes and everything. That's why you might be surprised, because you're not experiencing them, because you don't vibrate with them, you don't resonate with them.
But you're
and,
being
and there was
closed.
No timing for this to occur, less than except you all, this little group, set the winds to blowing.
Yeah, we caused the winds to blow. Sheldon, we caused all this to happen this year because we articulated and spoke it with a relevant authority known as Ion, who helped us say things about Scripture that had never been said before. And so once they're said, they manifest. So you're part of this group that's creating the Japanese earthquakes, the New Zealand earthquake. What's the issue today? Rupert Murdoch, we caused that. Anything that's in the news, it's about you. It's about this group.
Wiener.
I guess we are
shaking
parts
it
out.
And we, so we don't get paid for doing this, so we're not a cult. All right?
I've said Bob's a bad cult leader anyway because he can't understand what he's saying. And
yeah, I can't remember what call him work. I'm preaching to.
That's right. He's quit politicking and gone to preaching.
If you some Kool-Aid, you better take.
What'd you say, Greg?
If you offer us some Kool-Aid, should take it.
Yes, you should take it. And the other thing
And if Bob offers you some Kool-Aid, say, okay, describe what Kool-Aid is, and he won't be able to tell you either, so it's okay.
Yeah, I'm not Groucho Marx saying any cult of heaven he's a member I wouldn't join. I'm trying to join any cult to find out which cult I'm running. So I'll join any cult. What's the name of this cult? Oh, okay, I run you guys. Okay, good. Now I know what cult I'm in. Never been said before. Someone's finally flipped the Groucho Marx archetype.
Yep.
Woohoo.
Ion, describe the effect of radiation on an ascending human cell.
Nutrition.
Rosy cheeks.
No, it won't even increase blood flow. It won't even be like rosacea. It won't even be that. It'll just be like no difference than getting vitamin D from the sun.
It'll be the feeling you already have. It'll be the feeling you already have.
That's an effect of radiation.
So that means Steve over Nova Scotia is getting the best effects from RNA drops because he isn't noticing any of it.
That's perfect.
Ion, regarding the RNA drops, I know, Bob, you take, like, 22 now or something like that?
I take 160 a day.
Okay, is there a benefit to taking that much versus today? I mean, is there a better effect?
I don't notice any difference since about 15. I haven't noticed any difference, but other people report on Castro that get Bob off the drops, he's gone insane. I don't notice what they're noticing. So apparently I've changed. I don't know.
Well, all right. You're in the wind, Bob. Chad.
Yeah.
You're knocking them back. Describe, tell how many you're doing and how it's affecting you.
Well, I'm not taking nearly as many as Bob. I'm taking about 35 drops a day.
Okay. Tell her your answer.
Clarity. Clarity is the biggest thing. I'm only sleeping 4 hours a day at the most. I don't experience. I used to eat sugary things and then crash after, but now never happens. My energy level just continues to ratchet up 1 millimeter at a time and just keeps going up and never goes down.
Does that mean you eat sugary things and you don't crash, or you don't eat sugary things?
I eat sugary things. Actually, I drink, the big energy drinks, like Monster or Red Bull, things like that. I drink like 3 of those a day now, and they're full of sugar, and they have taurine in them. Taurine's also in the Realign, amino acid that'll help support cell replication. Anyway, I like the taste of them. I drink about 3 of them a day. So.
And you never have the caffeine or whatever that is that crash after?
No, I don't. Like, some people can't even drink a can of that stuff because they just go whizzing up and then crashing down. Yeah. That's
I know,
what else.
Liver problems with
I just find, like, sometimes I deal with clients and...
Oh, for Pete's sake, liver problems. That's what we're talking about.
With the
liver
taurine
problems.
Or the Red Bull?
Thank
you so much for that.
it's an amino acid.
Who said that?
No, you know what it is about Red Bull? It got a bad rap because people were always mixing it with vodka, and some of them couldn't handle it. And
that's good. Vodka, scotch, gin, corn liquor.
But another thing, like physically, is my skin, like especially on my face. I met up with somebody who I hadn't seen in about 2 months, and he said, "What's different about you?" And I said, "Well, I haven't cut my hair in a while." And he goes, "No, that's not it." He goes, "You're reverse aging." And I said, okay.
Cool. That's fucking cool.
Hey, you want to try Brave Bull RNA and lime juice? That's a kicker.
What is that, Greg? Hey?
Limes, RNA, and Grey Goose. That's a nice drink.
Yeah? I don't know. I don't really drink liquors or anything. So.
I don't either, but it's really yummy.
or is it like they said on the that early came up, he was trying to read some scribblings, and he said, "Rusty, hand me my glasses." And Rusty handed him two water glasses full of liquor, and he drank them both down, threw the glasses down, and then he started reading the scribblings.
I can hardly wait until Martinez laces his entire big joint with R and then comes on cash flow and reports about it, because James
roll,
is like,
and gives a new meaning to rolling a fatty.
That's right. He's like, "I'm totally taking that challenge. That was hilarious. That was awesome."
It's already happening, Ginny. Remember he announced that he had a big story he'd tell us privately later on cash flow today?
Yeah.
Well, he told us later, and it's obviously from too much, you know, ionized dope.
Ionized dope. So it's a dopian. Is that a dopian? Is that an opium dopium? There you go.
Yeah, we humored him. We didn't deny what he was experiencing.
Wait, did he smoke the RNA drops?
Mexican cartel.
Yeah, Barbara, it's in your business. You can sell more dope by saying you get RNA drops in it.
45.
Did you miss today's cash flow, Barbara?
Today's cash flow, yes.
Yeah, we talked about today, I think.
Oh, we don't suggest
I'll have
that.
To listen to it.
Yeah, who's listening to you, Ion?
No one, especially you.
Yeah.
We won't bark. Go ahead.
Ion, sorry, just interject one little bit. So if we vaporized RNA at the correct temperature and breathed...
You can't.
You can vaporize it.
Oh?
I don't know. I'm just down that path of... twisting a fatty,
that's not vaporization. That's consuming. That's nebulizing. There's a difference in vaporizing and nebulizing.
Yes, you're right. Okay. Correct. Thank you. So, is there, if you could put the RNA drops into a fine mist and inhale it, would there be a benefit to that?
Sure.
Or do you, okay.
Would there
is a sublingual just like a better way to administer it, though, like in terms of absorption?
Say it again.
But isn't the sublingual the best site
it
for
is.
Absorbing that?
It is.
Would there be an effect if you put it in water and fed plants that were medicinal?
It would be all right, but it'd be a horrible waste of resources, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I bet so.
One thing I noticed is that when I first get my drops...
Wait a second. If you're going to do that, honey, just take the extra drops and piss on your plants. That'll help them.
What I do to get the last little RNA bottle, because I don't want to waste it, is I put a couple of, a tablespoon of water, shake it around, and then I do put a little bit of that on my plants, but it's heavily diluted, And that way I'm not throwing away one single little bit.
Well, chug it. Put the water in the bottle and chug it. That's why you do that.
I've done that too.
Hey, Ion.
Yeah.
When
So my next bottle is on the way. So I was doing, I don't know, like 60 drops.
Well,
a day
we're sorry about that, but these human creators was buying it all, and you just got back ordered for a second. But it'll be there in a minute. We're sorry.
Oh, yeah, no, I know that. I'm not.
We're going to work
on
production. We're going to work on production. This won't happen again, we assure you.
My God,
well, I was just wondering because I was on 60 a day, and then obviously the bottle's been dwindling, so I thought better just to, you know, because I'm down to like maybe 5 drops a day now. I noticed I'm feeling more tired and.
Right. The opposite effect. It's easier to describe rather than saying what you feel like on the drops. It's easier to just go off cold turkey, and by God, you'll know the difference then.
Totally.
You'll know then.
No, I suddenly noticed yesterday. I was like, I feel, like you said,
it's
a
lethargy.
Lethargy, but also this sort of weird feeling of being completely balanced. I guess that's really the only, you know, it's just kind of, I, you know, don't feel grounded and, you know, I'm a bit more tired and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
That's right. If doesn't Matthew have some of that great biggie, you can get that gallon jug of it now, can't you?
Oh, I just have to be a little bit more organized and get on the auto ship or something, but it's getting it.
No, we're saying that he has a bigger bottle size.
Oh, the Rebob?
Oh, I don't know about that. It's great biggie.
So anyways, my point being, so if I was on 60 and I'm doing 5, and it's, you know, unless it comes tomorrow, maybe a day, I don't have any. So it's cool to go back on 60 a day, right? Smack bang.
If you want to.
Immediately?
If you want to, yeah.
Oh, sure, I want to.
But if you're going to stay on 60, don't get down to the last 3/4 of the bottle to decide you want some. People's
after
this
stuff.
Yeah, no,
it's not going to happen again.
Y'all don't know this or not, but people's after this stuff. You just...
Yeah, well, it's like when...
What's your sentence, Ion? After this stuff, what?
They're after this stuff.
What about after it?
Usually you can just say, oh, send me a bottle and it's there in 2 days. Well, that's becoming a thing of the past. You're going to have to sort of plan this so you can keep up with what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what about those?
Well, you're on the ocean ship, it just comes. Why wouldn't you just do it? Well, are you saying auto ship is backed up as well?
Well, that's individual, but we're not saying anything other than there's a lot more folks engaging than were.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're saying. So anytime a lot more folks are engaging, that just means there's a lot bigger chance that you will have to get in this queue.
Well, I'll tell you a story. They don't know anything about Ion, really, other than maybe we've mentioned Ion a couple times. And then, like, the word RNA drops has come up in conversation maybe just once with these people, and now they're coming after us, like they want to know more about it, and we haven't even described what it is or anything, you know. It's just like people are drawn to it. They don't even have any information, or they don't even want to know. They just want to know where to get them.
Exactly, because they see that benefit of that. They see the benefit. That's the point. I mean, that's what ascension is, isn't it?
Yeah,
if you had to understand ascension before you engaged it, that's how you fail in the first place.